This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Car and truck sales numbers for June will be out today, but automakers are focusing on the future, especially with President Trump's threatened tariffs of up to 25% on imported cars and trade partners planning retaliation. General Motors, for example, says if tariffs land, its cars could cost up to $6,000 more, and layoffs of U.S. workers would likely follow, Marketplace's Jed Kim explains.
Automakers worry customers will put off buying or go with a used car. Some estimate overall new car sales could drop by $2 million a year. In dollars?
The hit is in the billions. I can't imagine it being any less.
Ivan Drury is with Edmunds.com. He says less demand means not only production cuts and layoffs, but also for buyers.
All incentives go out the windows. I don't think you're ever going to see 0.9 on a car that's got an extra 20% tacked on its price tag.
Toyota, BMW, and Volkswagen are among those warning of consequences. The Trump administration says it wants to help American manufacturers. Michelle Krebs with AutoTrader says any benefits are a ways away.
It takes about 4 years for a car to be born and then reach production. To think that all of a sudden we're going to see a flurry of new manufacturing facilities built is unlikely.
Rather, she says, tariffs would mean we'd likely see fewer foreign models in our showrooms. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.